Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The prosecution's key witness in the trial of two men charged in a quadruple murder in Mattapan will be back on the stand in Suffolk Superior Court today. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the first day of testimony by Kamani Washington yesterday.
Kamani Washington faces cross-examination today in the trial of two men charged in the shootings of five people in September 2010. Four of the victims died, including a young mother and her two-year-old son. The 36-year-old Washington has known one of the defendants his whole life, his cousin, Edward Washington.
He's my blood relative. His mother and my mother are sisters. His father and my father are brothers.
Even though he and his cousin had fought in the summer of 2010, the witness said,
I still love him, even to this day.
Kamani Washington said he turned to his cousin, Edward Washington, for help in getting a gun for a robbery he'd planned with the second defendant, Dwayne Moore. Moore and Kamani Washington, a convicted criminal, had met in jail years ago. Under direct examination, Kamani Washington said he targeted drug dealers.
Because they played the same game that I played, that the police were the enemy. The object was to get over on the law or the system. We all felt that that was our way of living, such as get money any way you can.
Kamani Washington told Suffolk Assistant District Attorney Edmund Zabin that he and Moore had been complaining about the lack of good targets when Moore told him he knew of a house.
He said he had a lick.
What does that mean?
He got somebody that we could rob.
Kamani Washington testified that he and the two defendants, Moore and Edward Washington, went to a house on Sutton Street in Mattapan to steal marijuana, crack cocaine, and cash. He said he approached a car in front of the house with two men inside, Simba Martin, who'd come out of the building, and Marcus Hurd, who'd been waiting in the car. Washington said that before ordering the men to go inside,
I told them to get out the other side of the car and strip.
Why did you tell them to strip?
To make sure they didn't have no weapons in that car, or on them.
Why were you concerned that there might be weapons on that?
Because I can get shot in this process. One guy said, man, I'm only here to buy some weed.
How did you respond?
Well, just be cool and you'll be all right.
Washington said once inside the house, he also tried to reassure Martin's girlfriend, Ayanna Flannery, who was there with her two-year-old son. Another man, Levon Washam Garrison, was also in the house. When the robbery was over, Washington said he left. He didn't know where his cousin and Dwayne Moore were. He said later that night, he talked with Moore, who told him he'd gone back to the house and killed everyone inside.
I said, Dwayne, did you shoot the kid, man? He said, no. I shot the girl, and the way she was holding the baby must have got shot.
The baby, Amani Hotep Smith, did get shot and died. Marcus Hurd was the only survivor. Kamani Washington was the first person arrested in the case. He was found with Hurd's rental car. Washington, who admitted hiding two guns inside his mother's house, is charged with armed robbery and home invasion, among other counts. He's testifying in a plea deal for a sentence of 16 to 18 years in prison. The defendants, Dwayne Moore and Edward Washington, are charged with the same counts, plus first-degree murder, which could bring them life in prison without parole. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.